Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
I want to invite you, to implore you, to come visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church Sunday night at 5 p.m. and participate with us in a stronghold pull-down prayer meeting. All Christian patriots are invited who believe Christ is King and that prayer changes things. 1310 West Bataravia Road, Santa Maria, this Sunday, July 13 at 5 p.m. Missing kids found. President Trump announces that as of today, we have recovered 10,000 of the 300,000 children that Biden lost. Cash and Bongino are doing a great job. Speaking of whom, Cash and Bongino are not happy with Bundy. Rumors are circulating that they are becoming increasingly unhappy about her lack of transparency regarding the Epstein matter. It's been reported Bongino has taken a work day off. What, to think about it? To contemplate the possibility of what, resigning? I think about what he's going to do. Well, that is what we might expect from Bongino. This is going to be very troubling for him. Cash too, by the way. Gates' former wife, Melinda, spoke of meeting Jeffrey Epstein and feeling extremely uncomfortable. She called him abhorrent and said he was evil personified. Cindy McCain, wife of former presidential candidate and Arizona Senator John McCain, testified that we all knew about Epstein. We knew what he was doing. She said no one would go after him because they were afraid of him. Now, Gates reveals a plot. Okay, it's called a plan to microchip every baby while it's in the womb, before it's born. He wants to use mRNA technology to chip every child. You know, years ago, I said Putin was in on the Russia collusion hoax. Looks like I was right, sort of. That sound you hear is Trump pulling the drain on the swamp. Trump State Department fires more than 1,300 staff, including 1,107 civil servants and 246 foreign service officers. Representative Loomers is rejoicing. Great news, she said. State Department is full of Biden holdovers and actual spies. Who knew? All right, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I want to personally invite all of my praying patriot friends to join us Sunday night, 5 p.m., for a stronghold pull-down prayer meeting at the Lighthouse. All Christian patriots are invited who believe Christ is King and that prayer changes things. Come on out to 1310 West Bataravia Road in Santa Maria this Sunday, July 13 at 5 p.m. Missing kids found. 300,000 children were lost by the Biden administration. 300,000. Remember, RFK reported that the Biden Health and Human Services Department was cooperating with child traffickers. Today, July 11, 2025, Trump announced that, as of today, the Cash Bongino FBI has recovered 10,000 of these children. Cash and Bongino are still on the job, and they're doing a great job, and they're not happy with Bundy. I don't think Trump is either. I think he's getting weary of her bungling performance on the Epstein issue. Rumors are circulating that Cash and Bongino are becoming increasingly unhappy about her lack of transparency regarding Epstein. Bongino has taken a work day off to think about it all, I suppose. And that is what we would expect from Bongino. That is a response like this, and Cash too. And Trump is known for standing by his people, but there is a time when you've just got to say you're fired. It all began when Bonnie started chasing a fumbled football after she dropped it on February 21, 2025, in that now infamous interview in Fox News with John Roberts. Did she say she had his list? Well, that's what she was asked. You tell me how any normal person would understand that answer.
Yeah, I saw your appearance at CPAC with Ben and with Ted Cruz. And one of the things that you alluded to, and this is something Donald Trump has talked about, the DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh my gosh?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll check back with you.
Oh, I just got a news alert saying that there's a regime change developing in Iran. Well, we'll follow that. Was it only misspeak? You know, that's her claim. But really, she had not verified what exactly was on her desk before she trotted out there to overly enthusiastically declare, you know, here comes the files. Seemed unprofessional to me. And what about the truckload of material, thousands of videos? Turns out Epstein was the only one depicted, according to her, performing vile and lewd acts with minors. Thousands of videos, all of Epstein? Okay. However, Trump has appointed individuals to key positions who are truth-orientated, like Cash and Bongino. They lack the stomach for lies and obfuscation, but Bondi wears a cross, you know, so yeah. Her religious affiliation, however, is Scientology. And I only bring it up because it comes up. First, did you know believers did not coin the word Christian? The disciples were called Christians first in Antioch, Acts 11:27. Their neighbors, and perhaps their Jewish detractors, are the ones who came up with that name. The Jews rejected Jesus as Christ, and the Romans were beginning to become wary of these religious people, this sect, who had another king, Jesus. The term began as a generic appellation, identifying a religious sect that had the peculiar distinguishing belief that Jesus was the Christ, the King, promised by God. The point is, the term began and continues to be used in a generic sense, identifying anyone who professes Christ as King, and even those who profess themselves to be believers in Christ. It has only lately begun to be used exclusively by some to identify only someone who is a born-again, spirit-indwelt believer sealed by the Holy Ghost to the day of redemption, a child of God type thing, born again. If you get my meaning, a lot is called Christian that's not. I mean, it's like Israel. Remember that Paul said, they are not all Israel, which are of Israel, Romans 9:6. All of Israel are legitimately called Israel, nonetheless, but there was an acknowledgement that not all who are called Israel are Israel. And while people might identify themselves as Christians because they profess Jesus as Christ and identify with Christianity in a generic kind of way, not all who are called Christians are. I don't know, Bondi, I never talked to her about her faith, but I understand she subscribes to a sect, really not even a sect, it's a cult called Scientology. Scientology is eclectic, and like all eclectic religions, it claims to embrace all views as having some legitimacy, including Christianity, except for this. Scientology rejects the exclusivity of traditional evangelical or biblical Christianity. Scientology is a modernized form of Eastern mysticism cast in high-tech and humanist philosophy, a kind of technocratic spirituality with a twist of space lore mixed in. It's a system created by L. Ron Hubbard that makes man good and God impersonal. Belief in the exclusive claims of Christ to be God manifests in the flesh, the only way to God, and the sole supreme ruler over all heaven and earth is, or would be to a Scientologist consistent with their beliefs, evidence that such a person is trapped in engram maze. They got a bunch of engrams. Well, that word in that system means their subconscious recordings from present and past lives. Yeah, they're big on reincarnation, by the way. And that these engrams cause irrational behavior, illness, and limitations. Bondi certainly has exhibited irrational behavior. I mean, why give the social media influencers what amounted to empty files, I mean, virtually, complete with a photo op exposing them to humility? What was that about? Anyway, back to Bondi chasing a fumbled ball. What's with this Epstein thing and how she's handling it? Gates' former wife spoke of meeting Jeffrey Epstein and feeling extremely uncomfortable. She called him abhorrent and said he was evil personified. Now, she insisted she only met him one time. I'm not sure how you pick all that up. As soon as you walk through a door, that's the way she indicated that she just walked through the door, there he was, and boom. That's a lot of information to take away from a single meeting. But I have met people who just, the devil's so present in them that you can feel it. Cindy McCain, wife of former presidential candidate and Arizona Representative John McCain, testified that we all knew about Epstein. We knew what he was doing. And she explained no one would go after him because they were afraid of him. Now, why would anyone be afraid of a perverted pedophile? Disgusted, sickened, but afraid? It would not be because he was a pedo. It would have to be something else that would make him afraid. What is it? It goes with what I've been saying about this whole thing with regard to Epstein. When it became clear Bondi has no intention of releasing the names of the proprietors even before that, I said this Epstein issue is going to be the fulcrum. It's going to be the linchpin to draining the swamp, and mixing my metaphors, but I mean, he's the plug in the drain. This whole thing, the eagle can't fly carrying the weight of this Epstein darkness in its talons. It's got to let go of this, let it drop. I'm going to explain this some more Sunday night, 5 p.m. Please accept my invitation to join us for this critical prayer meeting for our leaders, 1 Timothy chapter 2. This is going to be the hill the dark, deep swamp creatures will die on, let me tell you. There's almost nothing these wicked people won't do to protect the, what I call, Obama-Biden-Pedo program. The idea that Epstein had no client list is, well, it's just absurd. Create the client list, Bondi.
Gasp. What are you saying? Make it up?
Think about what I'm saying. Make a list. Get Ghislaine's black book. Use whatever evidence you have before you to sort through it. Use whatever filters you need and make a list. Do your job. The idea that Jeffy liked watching himself diddle little girls so much he created thousands of videos is not the sort of thing that makes serious people in the ranks of U.S. congressmen and presidential candidates afraid, furiated, disgusted like Trump was and kicked them out of his circles. Why didn't these other people? But afraid? The only people that would be afraid of something like Jeffrey Epstein would be those that he could implicate for crimes against minors and children, I think. Would you agree that it is highly likely Cindy McCain and her husband, Senator John McCain, ran in some pretty high-level circles? Well, let's see. You know, Epstein became news beginning in October of 2002 when the New York Magazine published an article titled Jeffrey Epstein, International Money Man and Mystery. The following year, Vanity Fair published The Talented Mr. Epstein. However, Epstein became famous as the guy who flew Clinton on, quote, international trips, end quote, starting in 2002. Investigations into his perverse use of underage girls broke out in 2005 and 2006. Now, this means Mrs. McCain would be talking about everyone who trafficked in their circle at about that time. People like Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden, Dick Cheney, Al Gore, Dan Quayle, all the senators, particularly the notable names like Lindsey Graham, Lieberman, Kerry, Feingold, Kennedy, McConnell, Schumer, and Pocahontas, of course, Warren. And by the way, I'm not making any accusations that these people are on his list. I mean, they might be, but I'm not saying that they are. I don't know. I'm honestly not even implying any such thing or any connection with Epstein on any kind of personal level or even professional level. But I do believe they knew about this dude. What made him so powerful that the powerful refused to use their power to bring him to justice, even when they knew what he was up to? Well, ask Cindy McCain. We all knew, she said. But I want to know is what we already know, and that is that the DOJ and the FBI certainly knew and did nothing. Everybody knew and refused to do anything about it. For, let's see, he abused 1,000 girls, we're told. So let's say they knew at about when he hit 200. You'd think he would have done most of his business before he got arrested and not after. But in any event, let's take half of them. Let's say 500 girls were abused by this guy by the time they finally arrested him. Well, finally, too much pressure built and it became known by the general public. And he was arrested in 2006 for trafficking and using underage girls. We learned later that these girls were recruited and provided to him by Ghislaine Maxwell, who is right now sitting in jail for 20 years, thinking about her trafficking career, perhaps, and missing the exciting days of Epstein Island. Back then, the Justice Department in Florida was so afraid of Epstein that they conceded to give him a very controversial and lenient sentence. 18 months in jail with work time release. And then he was freed 5 months early on his sentence. Oh, and by the way, he only had to register as a sex offender for 1 year. This was a plea deal that took something like, I don't know, well, the word is several accusers down to one count of soliciting a prostitute and one count of solicitation for sex with a minor, and then some payback and payoff for these other kids, no doubt. We know, however, that there were several girls involved in this case. He got a pretty sweet deal. Why? 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 Would it be because he's such a fearful fellow? Yeah, boy, you look at Epstein, you just get all afraid. Give me a break. Did Epstein have friends in low places? Were the DOJ and the FBI afraid of Epstein? That was Acosta's take on this. Former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Alexander Acosta, he was responsible for overseeing Jeffrey's 2008 plea deal. He said he was told Jeffrey belonged to intelligence, quote unquote. And he said he was instructed to, quote, leave it alone, end quote. Now, no one ever fact-checked that one. No one has ever denied Epstein's connection with intelligence. Recently, when Bondi was asked about it, she dodged the question. Pulled a Jen Psaki. Remember her? I'll circle back. Yeah, it was that kind of response. She dodged the question. So much for transparency. Who told Bondi to leave it alone? That's what she's trying to do, and that's what she's told us she expects us to do. We're done with it. This is done. We're done. How did Dershowitz win such a sweet deal for his friend and client, Epstein? Yeah, Alan Dershowitz. He was the attorney for Epstein. And yeah, he'll tell you about it. He'll tell you that he saw the list. However, he'll explain, I can't say anything about it because I'm under a gag order. He's forbidden to speak about the evidence that was presented in that case. He will say this much. Dershowitz said he has seen the names of high-level public personalities who were Epstein's clients. Yeah. Dershowitz can't reveal the names because the judge in Florida, Deborah Dale Pacillo or Pacillo of Palm Beach, put a gag order on him, or if that is the one that did it. He didn't specify who did it. And can't that gag order be reversed? Why isn't anybody looking into that? He's offered you the list. Why don't you go get it? So Dershowitz knows the names but can't say because the authorities who also know the names have gagged him, and apparently they're protecting those names. If I'm wrong, please show me and explain it to me. Until I hear from you, I'll have to agree with Jones' assessment. Speaking of Mrs. McCain's statement, what an astonishing admission, he said, from one of the most powerful women in American politics, whose husband was the Republican candidate for the president, and the DOJ and FBI, federal law enforcement, and powerful politicians all knew Epstein's crimes and chose to look the other way, end quote. Exactly what I'm saying. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Well, she explained it. McCain did. She said they were afraid. All right, I got to take a short break. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, and the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Victor David Hansen, I'm sure you've heard of him, has a well-deserved earned reputation for cutting through the clutter and noise and getting to the point. Glenn Beck asked him, what do you think this is really all about, speaking of Epstein and this bizarre way Bondi's handling it? Hansen summarized it, saying he believed Epstein had cameras set up on his island and mansion and captured video of these perverts that he used to blackmail them. He said these names are on the list. He also said some people on the list would be considered guilty by association. He explained, quote, there's a lot of people who were very powerful who were giving him money or were trafficking with him, end quote. However, Hansen explained not all were, quote, necessarily engaging in what he was doing, but just the association with him, end quote, was concerning to them. Hansen believes that when Trump's administration announced its intention to release the names, some individuals called in complaining that they had been on the island once, but, hey, I didn't do anything, I didn't touch anybody, and they didn't want their names to be included in the revelations. He said he believes that's why Trump and his team backed off. So what do we make of all this? Wouldn't it be reasonable to identify the people on this list that were in one way or another useful to the CIA or FBI? Did any of them become assets? Might you look more carefully at those? Anyone with funny money stuff going on, right? Surely Epstein kept financial records that, of income and outgo, so where did his money come from and where did it go? Wouldn't it be prudent to follow up with the victims and attempt at least to ascertain if any of them can or will identify any of their predators? And if there is no video evidence implicating specific persons engaging in abuse of minors, what does that do to the Hansen theory that Epstein was blackmailing them? How do you blackmail somebody without evidence to hold over their head? If Epstein were blackmailing anyone, or if our CIA or Israel's Mossad or England's MI6 were using his material to control assets, well, there would have to be evidence to support their leverage over them. If that evidence has disappeared, how do they maintain their hold on these people? Start to think this through. If those items were culled out and separate from and preserved somewhere else, where are they? Who did this? Mr. Dennehy and perhaps some of those FBI workers in the Southern District Office of D.C. hailed him as a hero for hiding the Epstein files from Bondi, from his boss. They couldn't destroy the evidence. They would lose leverage. So where is it? Why is that guy Dennehy? Why is he not in jail? Was he following someone else's orders from higher up? Or should I say from deeper down into the swamp? Why is he not the subject of a serious investigation for obstruction of justice? Isn't that what it's called if you conspire to abscond with evidence and hide it from the AG after receiving an order to present it? That's not just an internal act of dereliction of duty against the boss. That's interference in her efforts to gather evidence related to an investigation. And by the way, there was an investigation going on, right? We haven't even been told if there was any kind of an investigation actually formally declared. And why has Tom Fitton been ignored and put off for so long while he's been trying to get this information? So he's had to resort to suing the Trump administration to get those files from Bondi under FOIA. All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene posts, Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison. Her little black book has over 2,000 names of rich, powerful people sealed by the court. End quote. So what made Ghislaine so popular in this world that she had 2,000 names with numbers in her possession, including some of the most powerful people in the world, and her only client was Epstein? Really? Now, with reverence for a justice system that operates on the presumption of innocence, if you've got names in a book and faces on a video, doesn't that become clear grounds for arrest and investigations? So at the bottom line, we need someone we trust to look at these videos and tell us whether there are any faces on Epstein's videos that match names in Maxwell's black book. Is that a good place to start? If there is reason to believe the evidence has been tampered with, and we know this to be the case, we know it was. Yes, it absolutely was. It was hidden from Bundy. A full aggressive investigation must proceed to determine whether Dennehy or others removed evidence. And where did they put it? Unless you're too afraid. Are you afraid, Bundy? This insulting dodge about a list is annoying. I assume we can call names listed in a black book a list. Can we refer to the compilation of names that are found in records associated with Epstein as a list? Well, then create one. Can I use the word list here? Where can I use the word list? Are there names on records anywhere of people connected with Epstein whose faces appear in any of these videos? Come and pray with us about all of this Sunday night, 5 p.m. at the Lighthouse. All right, so what's this? Gates reveals a plan to microchip every baby before they're born? He wants to use mRNA technology to get this done. You've got to be kidding me. And and that sound you hear is Trump pulling the drain on the swamp. I honestly don't think the swamp's going to drain until you deal with Epstein. The Trump State Department, however, has fired more than 1,300 staff, including 1,100 civil servants and 246 Foreign Service officers. So we do know how to say you're fired. Now, have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see that they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, that's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and, you know, put your message in there and send it to me. You have an opportunity there to just say lights on, lights off, and then hit send if you like. You can call 1-805-314-2114. And that number again is 1-805-314-2114. If you want more information about our specially called prayer meeting for this coming Sunday night, 5 o'clock, that's July the 13th, Sunday night, 5 o'clock at the Lighthouse, then use that number and say you'd like us to call you back with more information. Call 1-805-314-2114. Again, please, come on out Sunday night, July 13th, 5 p.m. Join us in what I believe is going to be a pivotal prayer meeting. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. Have you ever heard of cellular tea? The healing properties of tea are well known. I put the link in my notes right here to examine this particular product. The formula was put together by Andrew St. Wilson in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. My wife heard about this tea and she wanted to start us on it. And she noticed that some hot flash problem she was dealing with went away. This stuff has been connected with testimonies of people dealing with cancer, multiple statements from people who testified helped them beat cancer, and some pretty serious people have taken all that very seriously. And as I mentioned, my wife said it stopped her hot flashes, and I was there for that one. Anyway, we talked about it and decided to take a distributorship for cellular tea. Use Becky SMT at google.com to place your order. Or when you call into the show to give me your lights on or lights off, just say cellular tea and leave your number so she can call you back.
Believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.